All right, this is John Sifferman here from physicalliving.com, and with me on the phone is
Shane Hines from daretoevolve.tv.
And we are friends, and we were talking on the phone for a while today, over an hour and a half, and I think I have a brain tumor the size of a softball right now, which is actually larger than my brain, because I have the cell phone going today. But I still have charge on my battery, and we were just talking about how there is a lack of creativity in people's lives in general, but particularly in people's exercise and whatever their physical activity regime is, whether it's working out or maybe a physical hobby or recreational sports. There's just this lack of creativity. And we were just going back and forth for a while after an interview that we had done together. And we thought, hey, you know, maybe we should open this up and share this with anybody else who would be interested in it. And not that anybody would really want to hear us blab on for very long, but if there are one or two of you out there, we were thinking we'd publish this and maybe start a little conversation and just see if it's well received. And if it's not, we probably won't ever do it again. So,
or
Shane,
we'll just
keep
doing it, and we'll just really be able to, you know, we'll keep it as memorabilia, so that then we could, you know, torture our grandkids. Yeah, well, you know, when I was a young buck, I used to have these conversations with this guy, John Sifferman. Grandpa, John Sifferman again. You're going to bring out the recordings, aren't you?
Yeah,
so we may
that's actually really
with
good.
I've been, you.
Right. I need some good fodder for when I'm a grandfather someday in 20, 30, 40 years, who knows. Yeah, so this is good. We're planning ahead, which is very creative, by the way. Like that. So back on the subject, Mr. Hijack it with all these personal anecdotes. So I would have to agree with that sentiment that there is a lack of creativity and not just exercise programs, but in people's lives in general. I think it's just a symptom of our modern Western culture. Wouldn't you agree, Shane?
Absolutely, I would, John. And actually, that was something that, gang, this is something that, like, John and I were just chatting back and forth, and we were talking about the irony of how at the moment in Western culture, and especially in North America, there seems to be a lack of creativity or access to our creativity, that our creativity seems to be getting stamped down in a way. And the irony, because the, you know, Western culture and North America even more, I think, in general, this is not to say that there isn't creativity in the rest of the world, but are kind of the gung-ho, like if you think of, we were using the Western analogy, the analogy of the cowboys, the Wild West, and how it's just this idea of like, yeehaw, well, this is what I want to do, and so I'm going to do it. And I don't care what anybody else says or whether what I have even has any value. I'm just going to do it. And that, you know, in the rest of the world, it's actually, it's much more, not the rest of the world, but in a lot of the rest of the world, it is much more pragmatic, where it's kind of, you don't jump to the end. You don't climb up to the high diving board and then jump off. You know, you start off at the edge of the pool and you dive in, and then you go to the next level and you dive in, and you go to the next level and you dive in.
And
so,
you have to earn it.
Earn it.
You have to earn it. And our culture, we're all about instant gratification, and we can't have that. Proceed.
Yeah. No, but that's an excellent point. Not just instant gratification, but feeling entitled.
Mm.
You know, that
yep.
sense of entitlement. And that,
yeah.
You know, with the entitlement, it's just this whole thing about jumping to the end. And that, you know, my idea is the idea. And, you know, it's the original idea and all of this. And just how, yeah, the irony of how creativity in general, from when we're very young, our unique creativity and how that is expressed has really, really been squashed, considering in North America where the context of what we've grown up with, in a sense. And you know, it's funny, like as we were saying this, John, I was just thinking that it's neat how it's not that one over the other is better, you know, that, you know, the starting at the basic and the foundation and then slowly going, and then hopefully if you get to a place where maybe you're allowed to have earned kind of the right to express, so this is what I was thinking, or to like just jump into the end and go, I am a creative force that is going to take over the world. Yeah. You know, that like either end is not actually, it's not one or the other is better, but it's about finding the balance between the two.
Right, right. No, that's an excellent point. And I think if we're going to try and make this like tangible, and you know, people are probably thinking by now, what the heck are you guys talking about, all this mystical, crazy stuff? But when I think about those two different types of categories of people, you know, the pragmatic one, when it comes to like an exercise program or a physical activity regime, whatever it is, they're the ones who are going to progress through it safely, smartly. Is that a word, smartly? And they're going to go about it in a system that probably will work. And the ones who jump right into the end, who just are going to exercise to express themselves and not follow any program or any system at all, you know, just go out and do something. And I think of not in a negative way, but I think of some of the people who they're into this primal fitness or paleo fitness, and they start exercising by running out into the woods, throwing logs around and rocks and climbing trees, and I'm all for that stuff. I really am. I'm all for training outside and performing normal, natural human movements. But we're living in a modern digital age. And if you don't have a baseline of health and fitness and movement quality, then chances are you're going to hurt yourself in your creative expressions. So I think there needs to be a blend of allowing for creativity through a system that can be relied on to provide the foundation of conditioning and health and fitness that you need in order to pursue that creativity safely. Does that make any sense at all, or am I just sounding like...
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's absolutely both ends of the spectrum, it's amazing how limiting it can be, because on the one end of the spectrum, starting very practical and just thinking about, I'm just going to work this safe, I'm going to work this as it's always been worked, and, you know, I'm not going to step outside the bounds of this to explore, you know, you gain a really, really solid foundation, but then you aren't really empowered to kind of like to then move on to the next stage, which all of that is meant to do. All of that is to provide you the basis to then move into greater expression. And then conversely, on the other end, if we just try and jump to the full out, well, this is me expressing myself and totally creative and like, well, this is how I feel, my body needs to move, and like, and so on, we actually are also limiting ourselves, because we can only go so far because we don't have a foundation to stand on. Like, we don't have a solid basis, because, and for the folks out there, part of where this conversation had kind of come from was we were talking about Club Bell Flows. This is kind of coming after an interview that John was doing with me on the Club Bell Flow Evolution. And we were just, you know, and...
Just plugging in your own little...
I know, I'm totally... This is a total plug. I was like, I'm not going to bring that up because I don't want to plug this in the conversation. But in context, you can find the Club Bell Flow Evolution at physicalliving.com via John Zifferman's
review.
But the whole idea is that if the Club Bell Flow Evolution, the idea of doing full-out Club Bell Flows, so full-out routines with a club bell that moves you through a crazy degree and range, You want to find out more? Go listen to John's interview on this. But it's the idea is that that place, although that was a natural progression for all of us who are advanced club bell enthusiasts who have been training with these for a long time, that moving into club bell flows was a totally natural progression, and where for all of us, and where it was inevitable that this would go, but only because we had been working diligently from the beginning with building that foundation. So just to put all this into context, so the idea that, you know, we need that foundation, because it's actually from that foundation that the unique creativity springs from, because it gives us such a massive, massive amount of tools to draw on. If we just jump into the deep end without sort of a variety or an assortment of tools that have been mastered, then we don't have access to them. And that starts to actually limit our ability and what we're trying to do. And I mean, in the context of, you know, the fitness industry, with which health and fitness and, you know, and well-being and life transformation, these are, you know, these are the realms that John and I work in. But that it, like in the fitness industry, it's really strange, because it's this weird dichotomy of rampant throw everything together and the kitchen sink and put it out there, and yet at the same time, this expression, this true creative expression, is not there. It's like, because there's this whole fight in the fitness industry and health industry, unfortunately, there's this whole fight over, well, who came up with what first? Well, this is my original idea. This is my, I mean, really, and we were just talking about this, there is no one comes up with an original idea. We all come up with a unique composition, because it's a composition of all of the ideas that we have gained and built off of through the experiences of our lives. That's what makes it unique. And so it feels like in the health and fitness industry, like this stuff is getting, like we expend so much energy on trying to be the ones who, hey, I put this out and this is my idea and nobody else is doing this, so come take it from me, and all of this stuff, as opposed to just really, yeah. And because of that, it drives people to jump the gun. But then we don't, you know, but then at the same time, those are the very few, and really I think in reality most of us don't care, like we don't want to get into that. And, you know, and the reality is that most of us just, but that then suppresses, you know, that's kind of like, oh, I don't want to even get into all of that. So then it kind of suppresses our expression and our willingness to go into that creative realm, because it feels like to go into that creative realm makes for that, you know, like it means I have to enter that arena and put up with the fight. Whereas it's like, man. And I mean, and totally, I mean, that's in context to health and fitness, but I mean, you get then just into the rest of our lives, that it's so strange that we now no longer, creativity is not encouraged. It's,
right.
It's being stamped from childhood.
Yep. Yeah, it's terrible. And I mean, and just like you said, this is not just a health and fitness concept at all. It's applicable to everything. And I can't remember who said it, where I heard it, but is this some sort of business coaching or information, something I read somewhere. And the guy said that, ironically, in order to have the – he's an entrepreneur. And in order to have the most, freedom in his lifestyle, the most flexibility, he has to be extremely regimented about how he spends his time. So the irony is that he has to schedule everything, including his free time, and he's found that for him, that's the best way to create the most freedom in his life. And I think the same thing is true of physical training. In order to allow for that creative expression to sort of come to us spontaneously, which I think is how it naturally usually comes, we need to be very diligent and very disciplined about following a system that will give us the results that we're after. So it takes discipline. It's not something that we can just go out and do when we feel like it and do it however we feel like it at the time. It takes a long period of devotion, I guess. And just like you and I were talking earlier, you know, the way that I came to Club Bell Flows, which is a new concept, you know, linking, chaining exercises together into this flow, which becomes a completely whole new animal. The way that I came to that on a personal level is from the years of Club Bell training that I've just done myself, following programs and other systems that have gone before me. And when I followed those systems, that's when the Club Bell Flows have been spawned. And like I said before, usually it happens when I just pick up a club bell, set a timer, and say, I'm not gonna put this club bell down for 20 minutes. And while I'm swinging away, I figure out, oh, that's a cool way to do that. Let me try that again. I do it again. And it's like this stuff just comes spontaneously because I've set that foundation of years of practice and diligence. And so that's the irony.
Having those tools at your fingertips to draw from within that 20 minutes, right?
Right, right. And that's the irony for us is in order to really pursue creativity and individual expression, we need to discipline ourselves to do the rudimentary, sometimes boring, but important steps to get us to that point where we can pursue those things.
There it is. Maybe that's why we're running into the conundrum that we are, because we are in a day and age when we are so overstimulated and have so many options and are trying to do so much.
Yep.
You know, in this digital age that we have access to everything instantly, so there's no place or, you know, kind of quote unquote need to take the steps to learn stuff, because like, well, why?
Who has time? You know, who has time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet, you know,
that's a whole other discussion right there.
That's a whole other one right there. And folks, we are, you know, we kind of chatted just before we jumped on doing this that we're going to keep these short, because you see, John and I can go and go and go for hours on end. We just want to give, we're just looking to share bite size to get conversations going. And
yep, and this is a feeler, and that's a good point. You know, this is not just Shane and I talking, having a conversation. This is us starting a conversation with all of you, because we're not just going to publish this for our own entertainment and self. What am I trying to say? Self something. We're doing this for you because we want to see if this is the type of thing that can, you know, get our motor neurons thinking and can be used to, you know, make a difference. So,
Additional resource. I mean, unless I'm plugging my product specifically, I'm not trying to sell you anything.
right.
But I should have
warned them about you, my friend. I should have warned them. This is dangerous. We really probably should just cut this right now.
Last thing, because, you know, actually you started out on it, and I wanted to bring just light to an example, because
Shane always has to have the last word.
No, not at all. But, okay. You know, John is actually, for anyone who is into the, what do we call it, primal movement and just that
movement
whole...
Yeah,
like all of that stuff, like... John's a huge proponent of that, and he has gone in and actually worked all of those basics. And Erwan from MoveNet is a great example. We see the videos of him moving through and just being able to spend the time that he does flowing through nature.
Oh, yes, it is. It is so incredible and romantic, and I want to do that right now.
right now, and yet the time and the years that he has put in, he's got an entire delivery system
lifetime.
For bringing that to people.
Yep.
So even then, you know, those that we see doing on that higher end spectrum, when we recognize the beauty and the grace with which it's done, that comes from the balance of the work that came before.
That's a very good example. I'm glad you thought of that. Good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy. All right, and on that note, because I'm going to get the last word, I think we're done the interview, so see you later.
Well, I suppose that's probably adequate to begin a conversation. Pretty much about 20 minutes of incoherent thoughts blabbering between two crazy people. I think this will be good.